I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. We always have fun. Well, we almost always have fun, Miss Nene.
I'm sure we
have a few times when we go, oh, that didn't turn out right, but then we learn something.
Yes, exactly. And that's what working in the kitchen is, cooking and baking in the kitchen. It's all about learning and an education. You get easily a high school degree without having had to open a book other than a cookbook.
And that reminds me, I was watching one of those TV shows with the junior chefs.
Oh, yes. Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, I can't even imagine. I can't cook like they can. But anyhow, this little guy, his dream was to be a chemist. And so they said, well, because most of them want to be chefs.
Sure.
And so they were asking him about that. And he said, well, everything in the kitchen is a science experiment. It's all science.
Yes.
So I thought it was a really interesting explanation, which is true. We've talked sometimes about the science involved in a product and how it goes together.
Well, it's amazing when you cream butter and sugar, add air to that product, add some flour for some stability, a little flavor, and then put it in, combine that with heat, the heat from the oven. Wow, what an experiment, and how fun to sit, if you have the time, to sit there and watch it bake.
That probably doesn't happen very often at your house, I'm sure.
It doesn't.
Yes. And we are going to talk about baking today. One of those basics, at least when you and I were growing up, what we're going to talk about was sort of the test of skill. When you mastered this item, you were ready to move on.
When I joined 4-H as a 10-year-old, that was the era that there were primary projects that in the girls' club that you took. And the first year for me was food and nutrition, and what an appropriate
great way.
Project.
You were there then, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I was. And, of course, the standard of excellence was to make a great muffin, a muffin that had a rounded top. It didn't have a peaked top. It didn't have tunnels in it when it was opened up. Those little air spaces were nice and finely and evenly distributed. There weren't any big holes inside there. And, of course, the flavor had to be good, too. The browning had to be uniform and top and bottom. It was a great lesson, and believe me, we went through a lot of muffins before we got, I think at the time it was six. We had to display six of them on a plate for judging. But not only that, I was so into muffins, to my dad's chagrin, because he wasn't a big muffin
fan,
that my first 4-H demonstration was on making muffins. And what an educational opportunity for me. Not only did it provide skill in making this particular baked product, but just being able to do this educational presentation gave me confidence to present myself with a subject matter that I knew a lot about.
Yes, you were comfortable with the subject matter. You'd had enough experience to know that you could make a really good muffin. So now you can share it with other people.
Yes, that's right. The muffin recipe that we're going to have on the website along with this podcast today is one that I have gotten out of my 75th anniversary Better Homes and Gardens cookbook. Many of you listeners are probably very aware of the red and white checkered Better Homes and Gardens cookbook. It was originally published in 1930 and has still popular. It's still a bestseller.
It's still a basic cookbook. If you want to know the basics and then how to kind of change them up and why some things happen and all that sort of, that cookbook and Betty Crocker, those are still the basics that are so easy to find. And if that's a good place to start.
Wonderful for a new bride
or
a new groom
or
a new cook, a junior cook. Yes, wonderful. But this muffin recipe, of course, is a basic muffin recipe. But the fun thing about it is that different suggestions are given for how to dress it up, how to change it up, how to make it more fun for your dining table. There is a way to add blueberries to it to make it fun, and maybe you want to add a little shredded lemon zest with that just to perk up the flavor of the blueberry. A cranberry muffin with perhaps some orange zest in it makes that just fun and sparkly. And then, of course, when we talk about sparkly, why not have some sparkly sugar on hand to sprinkle
top it off.
Yes, to make it even more attractive. Streusel topping is always really enjoyable to eat with a muffin, and it's easy to bake.
The basic muffin is not very sweet.
No, it isn't.
It has some sugar in it. So then if you want it a little sweeter, then that streusel topping really adds that little bit of sweetness.
Yes. This recipe, in order to make 12 muffins, regular size muffins, calls for 1 3/4 cups all-purpose flour and only 1/3 cup sugar. So it's very a low proportion of sugar compared to flour. One of my favorites that I would love would be an oatmeal muffin. And of course, it'd probably be a little healthier too, but it calls for rolled oats to be put in with the muffin, and then put a streusel topping on that before it's baked. That would be great.
Could you add some pecans?
Yes.
So, I mean, I think of that going with oatmeal really, really well.
Yes.
And maybe, now you're always talking about adding seeds to various things. Could we add some different kinds of seeds to any of these?
Oh, yes. Poppy seeds. If you want more of a savory muffin, I would definitely think of anise, perhaps, or sesame seed. Chia seed would be fun to add and make it a little more interesting. A chia seed looks a little bit like a poppy seed, but it won't have the same flavor as what a poppy seed would. I also think about with muffins, most muffin recipes call for, maybe even don't call for vanilla. Some might not. But why not change up the flavor using different extracts or different flavorings? When I first looked at this recipe, I thought, would I like to have a little almond extract with some dried cherries that have been plumped and cut inside of it? And then also to add some toasted slivered almonds. I think that would be wonderful. Just it enhances it and makes the muffin, which can be just a basic little quick bread product.
And there's the opportunity for kids to be creative and thinking about the flavors they might like to add. How could we try this? You know, and sometimes we're tempted to say, oh, that won't work, but maybe. And maybe as an experiment, maybe you only want to put it in half of the batter or something.
Sure.
I mean, you know, if you can do that.
Exactly. And look at all the flavorings and extracts on the market in the baking aisle. Not only is there vanilla, almond, anise,
Raspberry,
orange. At the time, kitchen clatter flavorings are around. There was a flavor for every.
Yeah, there was
every flavor imaginable, and you can still find some of those. There's cinnamon flavor, butter rum flavor, root beer flavor. Gosh, the world is out there to really have fun with this basic recipe.
And it, even though you maybe haven't made muffins, you know, your first muffin doesn't have to be perfect. The final test is actually the taste.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And how well everyone snarfs them up.
Yes, yes. I mean, it would be good to have them look good, but I think, and that's one of the criteria, but the final one is still the flavor.
Mm-hmm. When I talked about adding plumped dried fruit, I like to plump that fruit rather than just dump it into the batter straight from the bag or the box.
How do you do that?
I do that by I measure out a certain quantity of fruit that I want to add to the recipe. Then I will put it in a microwave safe dish, add just a little bit of water to the bottom of that, and then cover it with a plastic wrap, put it in the microwave for about 15-20 seconds so that it can steam inside there. Once that is done, then I'll take the plastic wrap off and carefully check so that the water is not too hot, that can be drained off and you don't burn yourself. But it just gives that fruit a little more
And we're talking about dried fruit, of course.
Dried fruit, yes, definitely. When I talk about dried cherries, raisins, dried apricots, just any dried packaged fruit, I think it's fun before it's put into and mixed with ingredients that it is softened up and it's more.
And
it's
saying that
easier
the choices there have grown too. I think there's mango.
Oh,
yes, pear. I mean, there's a variety of dried fruits that you could try out too.
Probably apples too would be fun to do. So. Oh, Levon, there's the world is out there in the area of muffins, and we hope that if you have not tried a muffin recipe before, that you will go to our website at kjan.com, click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen, and that recipe will be there along with a picture that shows how these muffins turn out. And boy, I hope mine turn out a lot
better.
Yes, yes. So remember now, if you don't have internet access, please give us a call at KJAN. We'd be happy to send this recipe to you. We hope that you encourage your children to make bake with you, cook with you in the kitchen, because you will have some great family fun in the kitchen. Bye-bye.